right, everybody, hands up if you like participating in market research.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Not far from us is a small zoo with lions and tigers and fainting goats. Have you heard of them? My friend Gord took his granddaughter there and sent me a picture of her holding a baby cougar. Then he saw those goats. In front of them was a sign, "Goats faint when startled." Well, I'm sorry, but most guys do not think I had better tiptoe past the goats. Was this a joke? An invitation? Gord saw it as an opportunity for research. So he stepped toward the goats and said, "Boo!" They just stared at him like he had problems. But if he would have been louder about it, the animals would have succumbed to myotonia congenita, the technical term for keeling over each time there's a loud noise or someone opens an umbrella. Poof! Footage of fainting goats is popular on the internet. Of course, goats are not the only creatures that faint from fear. During a severe thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her little boy into bed. When she turned off the light, he asked in a trembling voice, "Mommy, will you stay with me tonight?" She gave him a hug and said tenderly, "No, sweetie, I can't. I have to sleep with Daddy." The little boy said in a shaky voice, "Daddy, the big baby." As a kid, I had ablutophobia. That's fear of taking a bath. I was so thin, I had spectrophobia. That's a fear of looking at one's reflection in a mirror. Scopophobia is the fear of being stared at. There is now a phobia called phobophobia. This is the abnormal fear of phobias, or of developing one. We are a fearful people. They say that Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin feared for his safety so much that his residence in Moscow contained 8 bedrooms. Each night, Stalin chose a bedroom at random to ensure that no one knew exactly where he was sleeping. When you're an evil dictator, everything casts a shadow. 30 years ago, the top fears of schoolchildren were animals, being in a dark room, high places, strangers, and loud noises. Today, kids are afraid of the following: divorce, terrorism, cancer, pollution, and being mugged. Recently, a friend confided in me that he has been focusing on his fears and that his joy is gone. He listed some of them, then asked, "What do I do?" Well, I wish I had complete victory in the fear department, but I told him where I went when my wife's health had failed and I thought I was going to lose her. I didn't find comfort in a whiskey bottle, but in the writings of a man who knew terror on every side and told us what to do about it. When David writes about fear in the Psalms, the overwhelming message is this: seek God. Psalm 27:8 says this: "When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, will I seek.'" Seek God. When we seek our own safety, we find fear. When we seek our own comfort and affluence, we find fear. And when we allow fear to rule us, God cannot. I saw a sign on a church, "Don't let worry kill you, let the church help." But it's true. Worry and fear will cause us to faint, maybe even kill us. Faith and truth are oils that bring healing and peace as we focus on the one who promises to never leave us. Whatever you're up against today, I pray you learn to seek God above all else. I was reading more about fainting goats, by the way. Turns out the younger ones are most prone to tumble when startled. As they age, they manage to live with it, to tame their fears, to startle less easily. As we age, may we learn to trust, to, well, be a little more like an old goat.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.